You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3546. We're going to do another bit of a deep dive into the Bad Batch episodes that we have been talking about over the last few days. Episodes 6 and 7 from season 3, that's Infiltration and Extraction. So there's a particular topic that got brought up in episode 6 in specific that we didn't really get into in any of the episodes that we've done about this, but yeah, it's kind of a glaring thing that definitely warrants some attention, and that it has to do with M count. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you so much to everybody who helps support the creation and production of this show, bringing it to you every day with their help at patreon.com/SW7X7. So we're going to talk about M count here on today's episode, and specifically how it has come up again in the Bad Batch. We didn't really discuss this in any of the episodes that we've done over the past few days, talking about 6 and 7 from season 3, Infiltration and Extraction, but it's kind of a major big deal and might be as important to what happens by the end of the season as the fact that the clones under Rex's command are interested in storming Tantiss and freeing all of their brothers who are being held prisoner there. As we've talked about previously on the podcast, they haven't said it outright, but we've been given every indication, especially from Palpatine's visit to Tantiss, that Jedi are being held captive in that vault on Tantiss, and that they have blood samples being taken from them, which are being added to clone blood samples to try to get a successful M count transfer, and a 1-to-1 M count transfer, not one that's degraded. And we know from the end of episode 3 of this season that Omega is the only clone that they have whose blood can enable a successful and complete M count transfer. And M count, even though it hasn't been said it in the show, like, we're 99.44% certain that that refers to midichlorians. But they haven't actually said midichlorians on the show, so yeah, we gotta allow for a little bit of wiggle room. But yeah, we know that's what they're talking about, right? So where it comes into play in this doubleheader episode we got last week is when Rex is asking for information about what was happening on Tantiss, and Omega says that she was being kept there to force Nala Se's cooperation on certain experiments, and they ask her what Nala Se was doing, and Omega says, I don't know, but it was something involving something called M count. To which Rex kind of just ever so slightly rears back and goes, M count? And Hunter says, have you heard of that? And Rex says, well, I think I've heard of it before, but I'm not really sure. And so he kneels down to get on Omega's level and says, tell me more about this. And that's the end of that scene. And then we cut to the outside as the clone assassin is sneaking up on the Teth Monastery base. Now, I don't have an encyclopedic knowledge of the Clone Wars series, so I can't say for certain, but based on Wikipedia stuff, just digging through there, it doesn't seem like there have been any references to conversations that Rex might have had with any particular Jedi during the Clone Wars about midichlorians and about how the Jedi have their powers or are able to manifest their powers. But the Jedi themselves are very aware of it. I mean, you think back to The Phantom Menace and Obi-Wan hearing the results of the blood test that Qui-Gon Jinn snuck on Anakin Skywalker. They're both talking about Anakin's midichlorian count and that it's even higher than Master Yoda's. So not only are they aware of midichlorian counts, but they're also actually aware of each other's midichlorian counts at some level. I actually was a little surprised in rethinking about this, that midichlorian levels would be known. It seems like that should be private information, so that way, you know, younglings can't be like, haha, I have a higher midichlorian count than you, or something like that. But here's the thought experiment I want to throw your way. If you consider the fact that Rex was serving so closely with so many Jedi for 3 full years, and that a whole bunch of other clones that he was very closely associated with were also serving with various Jedi over the course of 3 years, is it possible that nobody ever asked a Jedi, how do you do what you do? What is the deal behind your ability to make you know, buildings fall down or make people fly off of ledges and cliffs, or the amazing speed at which you can run, your heightened abilities and whatnot. Like, there's no way some clones did not ask the Jedi they were serving with about this situation. And so somebody has to have told Rex, or told some other clone who probably would have shared it with other clones, including Rex, about the idea of midichlorians or M-counts, and about how that has something to do with how the Jedi are able to do these incredibly fantastic things, have these enhanced abilities. So that's kind of the question I'm arriving at. What do you think the chances are that Rex doesn't know what a midichlorian count is or an M count is, that he hadn't heard it sometime in the course of the Clone Wars from some Jedi, or he didn't hear it secondhand from some other clone who talked to a Jedi about it, right? I think the odds are vanishingly small. He has to know what this means. And we already know that Rex and company are aware that clones are being held prisoner at Tantus, but as a result of this conversation, it has to be occurring to Rex that maybe some Jedi are being held captive at Tantus as well. And so the idea of attacking Tantus and freeing prisoners, it's not just about clones, it's about Jedi as well. And so the drive to actually prepare for an assault on Tantus, I think, just got that much more likely and that much more imperative. That's the word I'm looking for, imperative. So yeah, that's what I've got for you on this episode. And I do want to hear from you if you think Rex knows what Omega's talking about with M-counts, or if you think he just actually doesn't know. If you're catching this on YouTube or TikTok, comments are right there. If you're catching this on Spotify, there's a Q&A section. I'd love to hear your answer there. And if you're catching this anywhere else, then please head over to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com. Drop a comment in there. Let me know what you think. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please do consider leaving a rating or review on your favorite app if you haven't done that already. You may also hit the subscribe or like or join or follow button if you want to make sure that you see this daily dose of Star Wars joy every time you are in your app. And it also tells the algorithm, hey, this is worth sharing with other Star Wars fans too. And speaking of the Star Wars fans, you can also tell other Star Wars fans that you know. That would be really awesome, and I would greatly appreciate that. And yes, you too can help support the creation and production of this show, which has been downloaded in more than 160 countries and is coming up on its 10th anniversary. And you can do it for just $1 a month, $3.27 a month. Just a little bit helps. Every little bit helps. And you can do that over at patreon.com/sw7x7. The sevens are numbers, so SW, the number seven, the letter X, and the number seven. And I would greatly appreciate that as well. The vote of confidence is just, it is really something that has helped over the years. You know, what can I tell you? It's a labor of love, and it always has been, and it will continue to be. And just that vote of confidence means the world. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.